This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
This is Misrepresent, Behind the Face of Fierce Woman. Hey, fierce listeners, welcome to Misrepresent, Behind the Face of Fierce Woman. My name is Charlene Sayo, your host for the next half an hour, and every week I have the honor to have lively conversations with unique, trailblazing women in the arts, science, literature, music, politics, activism, feminism, and more. Today's episode is the third installment of the month-long Women in Hip Hop special series, where I feature conversations with Maya Jupiter, Asa Lioness, Kenny Starr, and Anna Tiju. For this episode, I have Philippine-born, Los Angeles-based artist, Asa Lioness. I sat down with the MC, poet, singer, and henna artist in October during the Women on the Wave National Summit organized by Affirm, a transnationalist feminist organization. For this episode, Asa shared her thoughts about underground hip-hop, sisterhood, and spirituality.
How's it going?
Oh, I'm well. Thank you.
I'm so excited to have you here in Misrepresent to talk to you about your music and also just your work outside of music as well that I think is actually quite phenomenal. First and foremost, I wanted to ask you, your music isn't centered around your body or your sexuality. It's not hypersexualized. Mm-hmm. So how were you able to get out of that?
You know, my music is actually not sexual at all, but I write love songs, and I talk a lot about love, and you know, it's just not in my nature to talk about my sexuality openly, so it comes naturally. You know, I think with my music, I'm able to just verbalize or put in my emotions into paper, and I feel free to do that, to, you know, put my experiences and the lessons I learn in my music. Writing to me actually is not, I edit a lot of my songs. I'm not like the type of person who just like, let me just write. I do have some songs that are just like, okay, everything just is flowing and comes naturally, but some of my songs, I really, really like put myself in that meditation of just like, what am I really, what is my message? What am I trying to convey? And what are people going to get out of this? Yeah. And why am I doing this? Okay. I have different reasons for every song. Sometimes I'm just like, I just need to let this out. Yeah. It's in my heart and I just need to let it out. And sometimes I'm like, people need to hear about, you know, certain issues that women go through, you know, certain political issues that happens, you know, across the borders and globally. I don't feel I actually have to try to take myself out of that, the music that will include sexuality. Yeah, so.
That's a good one. No, because I think it's very unique, and I think it's a great example of what women can do in music.
Right,
and that you don't actually have to follow, I guess, the trend.
Yeah, I even feel like women have more flexibility in their music because I feel like women are more in touch. Like more women are more in touch with ourselves and our emotions, and we definitely feel more freer to feel them. Because I think with men or with the opposite sex, I think that there are certain, you know, emotions that it's hard for them to express, you know. So I think as women, we're a little bit more free and we have flexibility.
All right. Now, in terms of flexibility in music, you're also a very spiritual person, and that's, you're very open about that.
Yeah.
But as a woman in hip hop, though, do you feel like your spirituality might alienate you within hip hop, or do you just don't care?
You know, I have my days. I mean, I'm not even going to lie. I'm going to keep it real. You know, I have my days where I feel like it's not really the scene but it's me.
Yeah.
It depends on how I'm feeling that day.
Okay.
you know, I could be feeling a little bit more sensitive where I don't feel like being in that scene.
Yeah.
Or I'm just coming out of, like last week I was invited to a show, you know, and it's like real underground hip hop, you know. And I was like in my tunic, and I was wearing like, it was like a holiday, so I was very dressed very formally, and you know, it was kind of like a little bit dressed up, but you know, like something that you won't usually wear at a hip hop event, you know. So, and I had like, you know, I covered myself, I had my veil on and everything. That day I was feeling a little bit like out of place.
Okay.
But sometimes I don't. Most of the time I don't.
Okay.
So really it just depends on how I feel.
Okay.
Because, you know, we go, you know, like we're humans, we have our ups and downs.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
But I don't think it's really the environment, because the environment is gonna be what it is.
Okay.
But us as people, we have our days where, yes, we feel like being in this environment. Sometimes we don't.
Yeah. All right.
Sometimes I won't talk.
Okay.
You know, sometimes I'll be like, you know, overjoyed and just be, you know, talking to everybody.
Okay, you're being super social.
Right.
Okay, so in terms of environment and hip hop and rap and spirituality, you know, there's a tendency where a lot of rappers will thank God and put a lot of references of God and religion in their music.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's also the same type of artists that are very misogynistic and also very violent.
Yeah.
So, you know, can you comment on that? Like, how do you feel about that? Like, as somebody who's very serious about their spirituality, and then you see this.
Yeah.
Can you comment on that as a woman as well? Or somebody who's very, you know, is very in touch with their spirituality?
You know, when I hear things like that, you know, when people talk about God, and but in other songs they're talking about, like, you know, like women, you know, over sexualizing women, and you know, I kind of just like, I take it as it is, and I don't take it seriously. I don't really like, I just kind of like let it pass my ear, but I won't listen to it.
Okay.
you know as humans we have degrees of faith. So there are people who really do want to say, I thank God.
Yeah.
I thank God for my blessings or whatever. You know, I thank God for, you know, I'm doing this, I'm doing this. I thank God for being in this position. But also having that other aspect of like, you know, F this, F that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You know, it's like all those things, you know. And even myself, you know, I don't really consider myself as someone who's like super spiritually grounded. I struggle.
Okay.
You know, I struggle with my spirituality too. And, you know, I curse, I tell my children, like, I go gangster on them. So it's like, but putting it on a song, I try not to put that in my song, because, you know, when you're creating something and you're making a piece of artwork, you want it to be like perfect. You know, you don't want it to have any flaws.
Right.
Especially if you're trying to put something out there that people are going to listen to. You know, everybody knows, you know, that we have flaws and we do this, we do that. But it's like when we're putting out an artwork, we want it to be as perfect as possible.
Yeah.
That's how I see it.
Okay.
But with people, I think they're just being real with themselves. But I don't really... like, I don't take what they say seriously.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
There's too much of it, you know? That's why, you know,
there's
too much of it. Sometimes I take what I can get from it and then leave the rest.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then you do your own thing.
Right.
Now, you also have a very strong connection with the earth and the environment. Because of your relationship and your view of the world, that it helps you build a stronger relationship with women, because you also seem to have a very close sense of community towards women. Do you think that has something to do with that?
Yeah, definitely. I think women have to have that sisterhood. It's so important. It's so necessary. I wouldn't know what to do if I didn't have my sisters. I would be like, oh my God, I'd probably be so depressed and not having that, you know, that community. Even like in a family, you know, where where, because I think as humans, we do need that connection. We're social, we're naturally social beings. Yeah. And we need to feel that love, and we need to feel that there's somebody that cares about us and that I can depend on someone.
Yeah.
And not just with women, but, you know, with brothers yeah. too, you know, they have, they, everybody, we have to feel like we belong in a community. But being a part of a community and being a part of a circle is something that humans really need.
Okay.
Yeah, to survive, okay. you know?
Now, why hip-hop? Why did you gravitate towards that art form? What is it about hip-hop that attracted you to also express yourself?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. No, I'm just kidding. You know, I think hip-hop chose me.
Okay.
I think we naturally just gravitate to certain things. Especially, I think, for this generation. Okay. Because hip-hop, you know, I feel like with hip-hop, you can do anything with hip-hop. You can, you know, you can say anything in hip-hop. Like, you can't really say everything in, like, a country kind of music, you know, or, like, you know, gospel. But with hip-hop, you can express it any way you want it, be artistic with it, and send out a message, and reach people that you won't normally reach, okay. you know? And I think hip-hop is, like, the language of this generation, whether we like it or not, you know, whether we like it or not. Even in my, like, religious community,
yeah.
I'm seeing, like, the upcoming scholars.
Yeah.
They are so hip-hop. And I'm like, what? You know? So I'm like, because this is how we're going to connect to the youths.
Okay.
This is how, you know, this is how we can relate to them. Okay. You know, hip-hop is its own voice. And it's almost like its own culture, that it transcends all of boundaries. It transcends to every corner of the world, you know? So there's actually a hip-hop family, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know if I actually chose hip-hop, but I just gravitated to it, you know?
Yeah. Now, speaking earlier where you said, like, humans are very social people, do you see that connection in hip-hop?
The social?
Yeah,
the social. Oh, definitely, definitely, like, I see it in hip hop. When I see, like, cyphers, you know, like freestyling and, you know, the other elements, it's like hip hop is almost like a tool to bring everybody together. And it's like, it's funny how, you know, it started from like a social movement to another movement, and then there's different kind of elements. Yes, hip hop is definitely like a social tool almost, you know?
Okay, so I guess just one last question then.
Okay.
Where do you see yourself? Like, you said that being as an underground hip-hop artist, mm-hmm. you're free to do anything. Are you content to stay, like,
underground?
Yeah.
You know, honestly, I would love for my music to actually, like, go globally. And it's easier now to actually do that, mm-hmm. you know, because we have all these tools. We have, like, YouTube, mm-hmm. and we have, you know, like, just everything. We have SoundCloud, we have Bandcamp, you know. I have to really work hard, and I have to keep pushing my music. Sometimes I actually need a team to help me to do it. Right now I'm really pretty much doing everything on my own, and I think where I am, if it reaches one person and it changes one person's life, it elevates one person's life, touch one person, make someone, awaken someone, I'll be happy with it, you know? But if it reaches globally, I'll be very happy too. As long as it doesn't change me. Because I wouldn't want to change, like, my mission.
Okay.
But if it changes me for the worse, then I don't want it.
Asa Linus, thank you so much for being on Miss Represent.
Thank you for having me.
That brings us to the end of Miss Represent Behind the Face of Fierce Woman special series, Women in Hip Hop. You just heard my conversation with LA-based MC Asa Lioness. For more information about Asa and her work, check out soundcloud.com/AssaLioness and at earthstones.bandcamp.com. You can listen to past episodes of Misrepresent at charlenesayo.com and make sure to follow me on Twitter at Just Call Me Char. Special thanks to Andrew Sayo and Irene Cloma. Intro and outro music by Emily Simone and additional music by Stealing Orchestra and Rafael Genosio. Tune in next week for another fierce episode featuring another fierce woman in hip-hop. This is Misrepresent, Behind the Face of Fierce Woman.